You're listening to SBS News.
United States President Joe Biden has championed COVID-19 vaccination requirements. He says the roughly 67 million unvaccinated US adults must get the shot, despite acknowledging before taking office in January that mandates weren't his first instinct. Now, President Biden feels the unvaccinated are jeopardizing the lives of others and the nation's economic recovery.
I'm calling on more employers to act. My message is require your employees to get vaccinated. With vaccinations, we're going to beat this pandemic finally. Without them, we face endless months of chaos in our hospitals, damage to our economy, and anxiety in our schools, and empty restaurants, and much less commerce. Look, I know the vaccination requirements are a tough medicine. Unpopular with some, politics for others, but they're life-saving. They're game-changing for our country.
In the coming weeks, more than 100 million Americans would be subject to vaccine requirements ordered by Mr. Biden. Meanwhile, Pfizer has asked the US government to allow use of its COVID-19 vaccine in children ages 5 to 11. If regulators agree, vaccination of young children could begin within a matter of weeks. 8-year-old Sebastian Priebol is enrolled in the Pfizer clinical trial for 5 to 11-year-olds.
It makes me very happy that I'm helping other kids get the vaccine. And, like, honestly, if I had to get the shot again, I would. Honestly, I would.
In Russia, COVID infections have reached their highest daily level so far this year. Yulia Vasilyeva was one of many who caught the virus.
I was told I have a substantial damage of the lungs and I have to use a ventilator. For 2 weeks, I was constantly using the ventilator.
Authorities are struggling to control the surge in new cases amid a slow pace in vaccinations. But the government still refuses to impose new nationwide lockdowns, delegating the power to tighten restrictions to regional authorities. Meanwhile, Germany has vaccinated millions more people against the coronavirus than previously thought. With almost 80% of adults now fully vaccinated, Health Minister Jens Spahn says this number gives Germany more security in the pandemic as autumn and winter approach.
Well, what we need above all is a high basic immunity in the population. This is achieved through vaccinations or through infections. I can only recommend going the vaccination route. That is the safe way. From today's point of view, if no new variant emerges, we will also be able to return to normality and freedom out of the winter by spring at the latest.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.